News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Satter back from a day off, doing a fabulous job, as always. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom. We very much appreciate that. In the studio with us now, Janetta Reed is back. We talked to her a month ago about an important event that related to the Ronald McDonald House of Danville. She's Director of Development and Communications, and she's making sure that somebody who wants to give her money gets brought up and talked about. So, Janetta, thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I really do appreciate you coming back. I'm learning so much about the Ronald McDonald House. I have to visit it again. I haven't been there in a couple of years, so it's just time for me to get back up there and get the tour. I know things have changed quite a bit, right?
Yes.
All right, so we've got to get up there. And Randy Lawton is here. I'm meeting him for the first time, a fascinating guy who's the president of the Bloomsburg Nationals. He's a Columbia County resident, or Danville or Columbia County?
Columbia County.
Columbia County resident. All right, so he's kind of wired in up there, and he is helping to coordinate and make sure that the Bloomsburg Nationals happen. Folks, everybody around here knows about the Bloomsburg Nationals. This is the fabulous car show that just has tons of aspects to it and is now a nonprofit organization. So I'm going to let him walk you through that evolution that has taken place up there in a moment, but it's very important. I want to start with Janetta. We brought you here because the Bloomsburg Nationals are going to help the Ronald McDonald House out.
Yeah, the Bloomsburg Nationals help support charities such as the Ronald McDonald House, provide a home away from home. And it's because of charities and communities coming together to help support our families that we're able to do what we do every day, giving children that are critically ill, children with cancer, a warm, safe place to sleep at night, meals to eat, love and care that they need during a very challenging time of their life.
With their family at hand, too. That's
absolutely
key.
Keeping them together every day.
All right, so that's important for folks. Just rolling out the red carpet and making sure that Danville is just as welcoming as possible, and the Ronald McDonald House is just a pivotal piece of that. Well, the Bloomsburg Nationals, as I mentioned, folks know of it as a big exposition of cars and race cars and flamethrowers and really 100 other things that take place up there. And you probably think that there's some schmancy promoters and big cars that come tooling into town and make this happen. I could not be more wrong. Tell me about the Bloomsburg Nationals.
Well, the Bloomsburg Nationals, Mark, started in 1993, so it's been an entity up in the Bloomsburg area since then. It's normally been a for-profit entity. 4 years ago, I had the opportunity to take over the ownership of the show, if you will. So myself and a few other gentlemen got together and said, hey, let's do this show, let's continue to have fun, but let's make it a charity event. So we are a registered 501c3, and the charities that we support, we look to support those that help children. Camp Victory out of Millville, Pennsylvania, the EOS Therapeutic Writing Center, the Dyslexic Learning Center for Children, and the Ronald McDonald House. A little bit on the Ronald McDonald House. Janetta didn't mention it. I thought when I first met with Janetta to talk about, adding them as one of our charities, that, the Ronald McDonald House is sponsored 100% by McDonald's, the hamburger joint. Well, that's not the case. The Ronald McDonald House, most of their monies come in the way of donations. $45 to $50 is what their normal donation is, 75, 80% of that. So when I toured their home, and I ask everybody out there in Radio Land to please make a contact and tour the Ronald McDonald House in Danville. The things that they do, the miracles that they do, is just unbelievable. So we included them, and we're thrilled to be involved with the Ronald McDonald House, all the good that they do. Our show starts on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thursday evening, we have our gridlock. We're going to shut down Main Street on Bloomsburg for 2 hours. We're going to bring up 200, 250 cars. We have a wing eating contest sponsored by Quaker Steak and Lube. They're out in the Buckhorn area. We're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of music, a lot of good things going on, and it's free for the spectators. Quaker Steak and Lube also gave us a bunch of certificates we're going to give out to all the people that attend. Now, keep in mind, spectators, it's free. So if you go to the kickoff party Thursday night at the Quaker Steak and Lube, you're going to get a really deep discount on a lot of good food. Friday, we have the burnout contest. We have the flamethrower show. We have bands Friday night. Saturday night, we have all kinds of race cars. We have a lot of world driving champions that have found out about our show. They're coming in free of charge with all of their cars. We're going to have some 1,000 horsepower nitro methane burning dragsters that are going to fire up at night, something that you never get to see, maybe on TV only. We've got guys bringing in old restored stock cars, sprint cars, midgets, all kinds of circle track cars. We're going to have track time on Sunday morning. We have a veteran celebration on Saturday. We have a military parade and honor our veterans. Mark, you got to come up and see all the things that we do. It's absolutely nonstop entertainment.
Well, I do have to come and see it. I'm ashamed to admit that I've never been to it, but I'm certainly aware that everybody's talking about it. And my neighbor goes up there. He has all kinds of old car parts and car signs and garage signs and gas pumps and stuff. And he goes up there and he says, you know, I'm missing it.
Well, I tell you what, we've got swap meet areas for guys that are building or hot rod or muscle car or whatever. We have a lot of swap meet people coming in with all kinds of parts. We have a car corral. So if you're looking to buy another hot rod or car or whatever, or to sell one, bring it up, put it in. Hey, we'll help you as best we can. We've got a lot of things doing.
I'm a truck guy. You got a couple trucks up there?
Oh, my goodness. We got all kinds of pickup trucks. We have a few four-wheelers that come in. We love them all. If it's got a motor and wheels, you are welcome. We've even got custom-made golf carts that go on parade. So everybody's welcome. All the money goes out to the charities.
Are you a veteran?
I am not.
Okay. Sure that there is a tribute to veterans, though.
There is a tribute to veterans on Saturday. Now, and thank you for bringing that up, because veterans get in free.
Okay, so just show your ID card or...
That is correct.
Whatever you got that indicates your service, and you do that. This is a lot of trouble. This is a lot of work. You're going to start the 2020 Bloomsburg National Conversation in September. So why do all of this? Why is this happening?
Mark, everybody says, Randy, why do you do all of this work? Mark, it is not work. This is a passion. We love our automobiles. We love the children's charities. And this is just another avenue that we can generate revenue for those charities. People are coming up. They're having fun. We just picked up a couple of sponsors in the last few weeks. Ken Pollock, Ford Lincoln out of Berwick found out what we were doing. They called us, said, hey, let's get involved in this thing. So they're on board. Roto-Rooter will be sponsoring a huge trophy for the burnout contest. So if folks out there want to come up and earn a huge trophy, come on up and have some fun. Yesterday afternoon, I got a call from the inn at Turkey Hill on my way home, and the lady said, please stop by. We'd like to help you out. So they're involved. It's just one of those beautiful things. You know, there's a lot of good that takes place in the world. Sometimes we only hear about the bad stuff, but here we've got people coming in. We'll have 600-700 cars, 4,000 or 5,000 spectators coming in to enjoy themselves, have a nice weekend, looking at all the cars and having fun. At the end of the show, when we pay our bills and do the good business thing, we sit down and divvy up the money, and it goes out to charities, and then we start all over again.
Okay, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Bloomsburg Fairgrounds. BloomsburgNationals.com is the website. How do you get him wound up like this? Do you have to do something to make this happen?
He's a natural.
Please tell me you at least do the PA announcing up there.
Yes, I do.
All right. What was your career before this?
I was a sales manager for the Stanley Hand Tool Black & Decker DeWalt Bostitch Company.
Oh my gosh, holy smokes. I got hundreds of antique Stanley tools. We're going to have a conversation before
there
you go.
The old Stanley planes are bringing big bucks, Mark.
I know. I am aware. I only have one, believe it or not, so I'm trying to get more, but it's not going to happen. All right, well, we are most of all inviting folks to enjoy a little bit unusual nonprofit event this weekend. This ain't just a chicken barbecue, although there'll be a ton of food there. $8 for adults. adults to get in on Friday and Saturday, $8 per day per person. Children under 12 and under are free. It's $12 per person if you want a weekend pass. That's worth it if you just think there's an outside chance. And plus, you keep in mind that you're helping a charity. You want folks to think about this too. Of course, the Ronald McDonald House stands to benefit from this, but you want folks to know this whole thing's sort of a 501c3, as he said.
Yeah, absolutely. Every dollar that comes into the Ronald McDonald House in Danville stays at our house, helps support those sick children that need your help. 44% of our families are unable to make a $15 donation when they stay with us. They need your help. And if it's not for the support of the community, we couldn't provide that help for the families. So come on out. Have a fun time. It's a great family event. I've been attending for years. So I can tell you, as an individual that's been attending for years with my family, we have an awesome time. So bring your kids. Bring your friends, your neighbors, come out and have a good time.
Well, and believe it or don't, we only listed about half the things that go on. There's just so much happened there. Well, we're out of time, but I hate to turn the mic over to you, but make a quick pitch for folks to come to this.
Well, I tell you what, again, the monies go out to children's charities. You can't go wrong. Come on out for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Come Thursday night and enjoy the gridlock. The monies go to the charities. We've reduced the prices for everybody. Sunday is donated only to get in, and there's still a lot of things doing. So it's a win-win-win for everybody. And at this point, I'd like to thank one of our other sponsors, Wise Markets, for making this broadcast available.
Oh, yeah, very much. Well, you're quite welcome. Thank them. Yeah, we thank them, too. We are going to be talking to some of the Wise dietitians soon, so they'll be keeping us up to date with that sort of topic. Thank you so much, Randy. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.
Randy Lawton is president of Bloomsburg National. Gave me his card and prominently displayed. It's a nonprofit corporation benefiting local charities, BloomsburgNationals.com, and Janina Reed, back director of development at the Ronald McDonald House in Danville. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.